Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your trekking couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, November 19th, 2012.
This is episode 84. You're trying to step on my line.
This is
today.
Like the first time I've started to step on your line. And I love how you asked for complete silence, but I heard your mouse go click, 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 click. That's all I'm saying.
Well, the thing is, when I go back and do some of the noise removal and stuff like that, you won't hear the click, 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 click.
Well, we have a special surprise for everybody. We have with us the illustrious, the knowledgeable, the trekkiest trek nerd ever to grace the Frog Pants Network, Bear Butt, a.k.a. Daryl the Tip Giver, a.k.a. the Trek Nerd.
What is going on, Daryl?
I'm all of the above, I guess.
Yes, you are a man of many faces, of many talents.
Well, I only have one face, but two different things with it, I guess.
So I read somewhere that you're the Star Trek champion in 1991. What is the Star Trek champion?
Oh, I just called myself the champion of everything Star Trek up through about 1991.
Why did you stop in 91?
Is that when the good Star Trek started showing?
Well, that's when things kind of started to go downhill a little bit. Mm. And I had been into Star Trek for just absolutely forever up until then. And I thought, well, I know everything, and what more is there to know? And I guess I'm tired of doing this, so I'll just retire.
Yeah. I love that you retired from the Star Trek knowledge world. And also, he does a podcast called This Week in Trek.
Yep. He does.
And he's co-host with Starman, right?
Mm-hmm. Star, yep. Mike.
Yep. Star Mike.
Star Mike. Same guy.
Star Mike Man.
Star Mike.
Star Man Mike.
Mike. Mike Man Star. Okay. And he is the Trek nerd on the morning stream. He answers a Star Wars question.
You mean Trek.
The Trek. What did I say? Star Wars?
Yeah.
It's the same thing anyway.
man. Hope did Daryl just hang up?
Don't make me use my sound effects.
Okay, so Star Trek nerd on the morning stream. He answers a question every morning, every Monday through Thursday anyway.
Yep.
And he's quite good at it. I'm always impressed.
Yeah, man. I mean, you have this method that makes me jealous, dude. I mean, it's just like, I don't know, like, especially when you don't know it, the way you break down, it's like you don't know the answer, and then all of a sudden you just go through this methodic way of eliminating. Now, are you really eliminating, or do you really know and you're just building up the drama?
Well, sometimes I'll have a feeling about what it is, and when they do this, it's so early in the morning, my brain is just not here.
Right.
So, if they asked me later in the day, I'd probably just get it right away. But in that early in the morning, I just have to think about it and think, well, that sounds familiar, but I'm not sure. And so I kind of try to delay and think more.
Right.
Go through all this stuff to try to delay the inevitable.
You don't have to not interrupt me now because Daryl's on here.
I gotta be on good behavior.
You don't have to be on good behavior. Just if you don't interrupt me. But because I know, see, the reason you interrupt is because you'll probably forget what you want to say.
No, I'm gonna remember it this time.
Okay, so the rumor is, Daryl.
Forgot already.
The rumor is that sometimes when you hear you guess and we hear some keys clicking in the background, is that true?
What keys?
Are you Google searching?
No.
No, I'm playing. I know you now.
If you're hearing keys, they're on Scott's end.
No, no. There are no keys. He'd be doing it on his iPhone
or iPad, and then you wouldn't hear any keys at all.
That is, all you hear is just a swipe. No, we know. I'm just really just joking. I'm just trying to.
No, Daryl. Oh, I don't know what I was going to say. I remembered. Your head must be so large with all that freaking knowledge. Like, how do you remember it all? Because I'm amazed at people who can remember anything. So, because I can't.
I actually have a horrible memory, but I think this is long-term memory from long ago that's just stuck in there.
Right.
I can't even remember if I don't know. I can't remember anything. I hardly even know my own name.
Well, you have so many. And plus, you.
Maybe that's why he has so many. He's like, oh, I can't remember my name today. What should it be? Oh, Bear Butt.
It's just Bear Butt today. That's all I can remember.
Just make up one for today.
Right. And plus, you've seen these over and over, right? So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I can see
the times. I can't even count.
Yeah.
Right. So that
makes sense.
Well, most of them. There are some really bad ones that you just I've skip watched over. Them a few times. And I just,
like a couple in the first season of TNG, probably.
Well, mostly the third season of TOS.
Oh, okay.
TLS.
TOS.
TOS. Oh, I thought he said
Get it together.
I thought he said TLS. I was like, I haven't heard of that one before. I've heard of TOS before and everything.
Okay.
So we're going to, so this past weekend, before I even get started on that, I want to say hi to the chat room.
Hi, chat room.
We're recording early today and glad to have some new faces in the chat room and also those that have always, you know, been around and everything. So thanks for coming and chilling out with us today while we have Mr. Daryl on today. And thank you, Daryl, for hopping on, man. I'm glad we were able to get you on today and really, you know, obliging and just did I use the right word? Obliging.
I'm just.
He
glad.
Is very obliging. Or, oh, okay. Yes. Yes.
There's not two and nicer people in the world that I would rather sit and chat with.
My heart just melted.
Yeah, you heard it, Scott and Brian. Even though you're not listening, suck it. We're the nicest people. But so I guess a little history on I guess our relationship or you know getting to know one another. You've always. Now, if I'm thinking correctly, you've always been a member of AIE, correct? Or when you played WoW?
Yeah.
Okay.
On and off.
Yeah, on and off. So, when Renee and I joined AIE, you know, this is way, probably like 4 years ago, I think. Yeah, it's been 4 years since we've been in there. I remember moving from our server to that server to join AIE, because we wanted to give it a try and everything else. And, you know, we weren't quite sure. And we had been listening to the instance for a long time. And I've always knew about it. And I was the one that was always like, I don't want to go be part of AIE because I don't want to be fanboyish and everything else. But, finally went over there because, you know, our guild broke up and everything. And I remember seeing your, name going across the, screen for the first time. And I'm pretty sure it's the reaction that everybody has. The first time, he's like, oh, my God, it's Barbara. Oh, my God, it's Buxley. Oh, my God, GURP just logged in. You know? And so, I'm still trying to remember how we started communicating. I don't know how that came about. But all I know is that Nerdtacular 2011, we officially met face-to-face. And got to hang out for a bit, which was awesome. That was 2011, right?
Because
we went in 2010. Yeah. 2000, okay. All right. So, yeah, we got to hang out and everything. Got to meet your son who came along with you. And
yeah, if it wasn't for you guys, I'd still be there at the Salt Lake Airport.
I know.
Waiting on somebody to come pick you up.
I know. And I remember, if I'm thinking right, when you stay there, you got the hotel room. I think Stupid Genius Stupid Genius was where the same hotel room as you. And I remember us driving there and I said, okay, Daryl, you know, Renee and I are going to walk up with you so that we can meet the guy you and your son will be staying with so that we can intimidate him because you know, we're the only black people there.
So, yeah. So we can let him know that we have his eye on him. Yeah.
You know. And when we got there, you guys, you know, you know, introduced yourselves and everybody met each other and everything. And it was kind of like we hung out for 5 or 10 minutes and Daryl gave me the nod and I was like, okay, he's good.
He's safe now.
He's safe. We're going to be good. You know, I'm just up the street, Daryl. You call me if I need to come and knock somebody out, you know? So yeah, so it was great. A good time, yeah, and everything. And we definitely missed you, last year and everything at Nerdtacular, and can't wait to have you back there. And
yeah, and I really want to get back there. It's just a budget thing.
Yeah, yeah, totally understand that, man. Totally. And are you finally getting around to getting some decent sleep at night?
Yeah, actually, Violet is getting better. She's 2.5, and for the longest time, she just would not sleep. It was like nighttime was the same as daytime to her.
Right.
Wow.
So, but she's getting better, so.
That's awesome.
Yay, more sleep.
Yeah. Well, cool, man. So this past weekend, we didn't do a whole lot. We actually, you know, those that have listened to the show know that Thanksgiving is the week that we do the family tour. Is where we go see family in South Carolina. We swing by North Carolina, see my family. And then this year, we're actually adding in Atlanta this year because we're going to go down. My kids, you know, they just recently moved to Atlanta with their mother. And we'll be swinging by there and seeing them as well. But we kind of do I call it the ACC tour because that's where the ACC conference is for sports.
Oh, I was like, what the heck is the ACC?
Nah, it's a little sports thing.
Non-sports knowing person right
now. Well,
here.
I just, you know, I'm more of a, I'm your fair weather ACC sports fan.
You
I
only
just
know watch when I Duke's
know,
on.
Right.
Like,
I know enough
to
troll some people, you know. That's the extent that I know ACC sports.
And since nobody likes to come home to an empty house, to a dirty house, we actually cleaned up this weekend. And yeah, it was a quick cleanup because I hate cleaning up when I get home.
Yep. Yep. And then also Renee got to take a nap. On Saturday.
Right. I did.
an unexpected nap on Saturday.
Unintentional nap. I was lying on the couch. I don't know what you were doing. I was waiting on you to finish. You were testing the Mac.
I was testing the Mac.
On the TV.
So one of the things that we do when we travel, Daryl, and I know other people may do this, I either take my Roku with me to the hotel, or I'll take a PC or a laptop that can plug into the TV so that we can watch Netflix, you know, anything else, because I'm not going to watch, you know, the television there. And a lot of people's like, well, when you go on vacation, why are you gonna, you know, sit around and watch TV? Because I mean, we like TV.
Suck it, we like TV.
So am I the only one? Do you also do something like that when, you know, when you go out on a trip or something like that, you kind of hook up the Roku or take the Roku with you for entertainment?
Oh, I just watch whatever's on, I guess.
Oh yeah,
because I'm not picky enough.
Oh man,
I have low standards.
I figured you would have, like, you know, you take all of your, you know, Star Trek things with you.
I travel super light. The less stuff I take, the better. If I take nothing at all and just take me, that's the best thing.
Right.
See, I don't travel light at all because what if I change my mind about what I want to wear? So you have to bring multiple things in case you change your mind. This is basic stuff that
women,
everybody should do. Because
the
then,
only thing I make
you have
sure
options.
The only thing I make sure I do is I carry double the amount of underwear, just
because as long as you have clean underwear, that's all that matters.
Right, just in case something happens. I don't know if I need to change underwear 2 or 3 times in one day. Don't know what would happen.
Why
I
would you need to?
I never had to do it, but okay. If we get stuck somewhere, here we go.
That sounds better than having to change underwear 3 times a day.
If we get stuck somewhere and we have to stay longer, you want to have the clean underwear. See, that the other clothes is okay. It's not yet funky, but you want to at least change your underwear. Well, that's the way I think about it, but.
Gross, Jay. Gross. So we did the cleaning up, and I took a 2-hour nap unintentionally. But Jay's so nice; he let me sleep.
Yep,
he's awesome. Because then, woke me up. I actually heard him cleaning, and that, like, is my is my alarm because I'm like, guilty. I can do it. Let me help. So I woke
up. I feel so bad. She was like walking around, following me and everything. Like she was trying to pick up to see if I was really mad or not. And I was like,
no. I'm gonna clean up because you won't clean up because you sleep.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just cleaning the dishes.
And then I did something I normally don't like to do this weekend.
What was that?
Daryl, I went shopping. Now, if you know me, I don't like shopping that much. But since my recent different body weight, I would like some new clothes. And I actually went and I bought a dress for an upcoming wedding. And Daryl, I look good in it. And I never say this, but Daryl,
yeah,
I look good in it. It was crazy. And bought some shoes.
And I have to say thank you, Daryl, for being so supportive of us. I love the DMs you send me. And I share them with Renee.
Oh, I was going to say, what? Yeah. Okay. Go on.
Huh?
Go on. I thought you were talking about something else.
No,
go on.
You know, about our weight loss and everything and being so happy for us. It really, you know, you're like the silent cheerleader, man. I really appreciate that. So.
Oh, I'm so amazed at what you guys have done. And I've been thinking about what I wanted to say about that, and I don't know. I'll just let you guys because I don't know what to say.
Well, you have until the end of this show. You know, that's where we really talk about it and everything. So, you know, we talk a little bit about that. And then while Renee was shopping, I actually picked up a few things, and I actually found a discovery that I can now, you know, fit pants at Kohl's. I don't have to, you know,
buy $60 pants anymore.
Yeah, I don't have to buy $60 pants from Casual Male XL.
Daryl, you know. I mean, come on, $60 for a pair of jeans? I think that's a little ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
But I think they try to, like, hey, these are the only options that you have, so you either don't have jeans or you buy us, which is kind of stupid.
Yeah, so that was a great feeling to be able to go, you know, to Kohl's and, you know, try a pair of, you know, jeans on, and I was like, wow, this is awesome. And then we kind of, since we're leaving beforehand.
I don't know why you put this.
I couldn't think scavenging for food.
We're not scavenging for food.
We're not scavenging for food. In the notes I put, scavenging for food.
You make it sound
food.
Like we have no food anywhere in the house. And
we have food in the house. Okay. I was just saying that we're trying to live off the bare minimum so we don't have to buy stuff for the refrigerator.
This is true.
And it's easy just to say scavenging for food and say it. We're trying to live minimally.
Before we leave for our trip.
Yeah. You know. I guess I could put bare minimal food.
Bare minimal food.
You know. Minimal. There we go. I said it right. I said minimal.
Minimal.
Yeah.
That's a new word. Minimal. I like your word. It's awesome.
And so here's the funny part. So last night, Mr. and Mrs. Crocker. Renee's parents, the in-laws, came over last night, and because they never, you know, come and visit us, so, you know, Miss Crocker likes to give me a hard time about it, that I give them a hard time not coming to visit us. So they came over, and somehow the evening was revolved around talking about Lose It, healthy eating, and how many calories Mr. Crocker eats.
Cause my dad insisted that he does not eat over like
1900 calories
a day. And he was like, I don't eat that much. So we added up everything that he ate that day. That morning, he had a steak, egg, and cheese bagel from McDonald's.
Right.
This bagel, Daryl, is 689 calories.
Yeah. Right.
Isn't that crazy? I was like, oh. And then he had what, like 1100 calories for lunch.
It's something like that. Yeah.
Horrible.
But the funny part is watching, you know, Mrs. Crocker get on to him about it. And then she was adding her food up from Outback. And she said, I had a salad from Outback. That's like 35 calories.
I was like,
no, that salad is not.
I was like, it has stuff on it. She was like, it didn't have anything on it. I was like,
it had 4 croutons.
I was like, Mom, that's a lot of calories there. And then she was like, did it have any cheese on it? She was like, no. And then she was like, oh, wait. Just a little cheese.
Just a little cheese.
Just a little cheese. I was like, and then
when they smacking the mic.
Sorry,
around.
It was an accident. Please don't beat me. No.
Don't beat your mic.
So her salad was like 215 calories. She was like, "What? That's impossible." I was like,
"No,
that's crazy."
So yeah. So before we pop into a little bit of tech, we kind of did this with Mr. Johnson on the show, and we're going to pop into a little bit of trivia, Daryl. I'm turning it down.
Okay.
There we go. Is that too loud for you, Daryl?
No, it's perfect.
All right. So, we have here Mr. Trek Nerd. We're going to test your knowledge. It is not early in the morning, so you're just going to like spit these off like bam, 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 bam. Because I
pressure.
Know. So I'm not going to do all 20 questions that I
are
have
Are there
here.
Number questions in there? Because those are the ones he does hate.
No,
he
there are no number questions.
Okay.
There is no multiple choice.
Oh
no.
That's horrible. You're so mean.
Well, I think, but I have faith that you're going to do awesome. All right.
What rank is Kirk? Is that going to be like...
Yeah,
like
yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
That's your first question. What rank is Kirk?
That's really the first question?
No. Well,
that's for Renee, it is.
That's my first question. No, it's not for real question. But you can answer it because some people might not know.
Daryl was like, is that really a question?
Like, come on now. Like, you all have a little bit more Trek knowledge than that.
All right. So here's the first one. This is going to be the catalyst right here, I guess. What four starships participated in war games with the USS Enterprise and the M5 Multitronic Computer in the Ultimate Computer? It's four of them, and if you give me two, that'll be awesome.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous.
What were they? Can you give me like a multiple choice with like 20 choices?
Oh wow. I'll give you one. One is the name of a city that may be in Kentucky.
Oh yeah, the Lexington.
Ha ha ha!
Yay!
Was one of them the Farragut?
Mm-mm. No. One of them could be a famous sword.
Oh, Excalibur?
Yep.
I don't remember that one.
All right, the other two are...
The test is wrong. Daryl's always
Potemkin and Hood are the other two.
Oh, the Potemkin.
Oh, thank you.
But you call it the Potemkin?
Hey, it's spelled P-O-T-E-M, right? P-O-T-E-M-K-I-N, right? So if I see P-O-T-E-M, I'm going to think totem. So I'm going to take the T off and put a P, so don't judge me. Potemkin. That's how I would... All right. What was the name of Gary Seven's cat?
Gary Seven. Let's see. What was the name? Oh, Isis.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I don't even know who Gary Seven is.
I don't either. I totally pulled this off of the internet.
Who is Gary Seven?
He was a time traveler guy that was trying to fix things in the 60s so that the rocket wouldn't go and blow up and start a war.
Ah. Okay.
Time travel.
Okay.
Time travel.
All right. The episode title, The Conscience of the King, comes from what famous work of literature?
Some Shakespeare thing.
It's close.
It's close. Hey.
Just give me one.
I don't know. That wasn't part of the episode. Oh,
it was based off of Hamlet.
That's correct. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Actually, you already answered that question on TMS one day. I remember that.
Sorry. Oh, you did. That was what? Like last week or a week before?
No, it was like a month or so ago, I think.
Okay.
I remember that.
All right.
Boom.
If it was more than 2 days, I don't remember.
All right, let's see. Here we go. What position did the Mirror Universe Sulu hold on the ISS Enterprise?
He wasn't the helmsman there, too. Well, I don't even remember. I know he has a scar. Is that he had a scar on his face and he was kicking butt.
He was the security chief.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. All right, last one. Here we go.
I'm not doing so good.
No, it's fine. It's
You're
not,
doing way
one, it's not
than
multiple
me.
Choice. If it was multiple choice, I think you would knock them all out, personally.
Yeah, probably.
What is the more common name of the space flight maneuver known as the light speed breakaway factor?
What
is the more common name of the space flight maneuver known as the light speed breakaway factor?
That's the one where they... Oh, the slingshot
there
effect?
There you go. Good job.
I was about to say time warper, light warper.
Did you say time warper?
No.
All right.
I didn't know.
I like that one, too.
To guess. Yeah.
No, I like the time warper, too.
The time warper.
All right. So, since we're here in Louisville, Kentucky, we'd also like to test people's knowledge on Kentucky.
Oh, good. I can do badly here. And it's okay.
And it's just fine. There's no reputation concern with this.
Right.
You're good.
All right. So, number one. This was the largest Civil War battle of Kentucky and was deemed one of the bloodiest. What was the name of the battle fought on October 8, 1862? Your choices are... A, the Battle of Bull Run. B. B, the Battle of Shiloh. C, the Battle of Gettysburg. D, the Battle of Perryville.
Perryville. Gettysburg, that's not in Kentucky. Is it? Is there another Gettysburg?
I don't know. Not that I know of.
Bull Run. Shiloh. Isn't that where you store grain? Shiloh?
What is this Shiloh like?
Well, that's a silo.
That's a silo.
Shiloh was the name of a book that had the dog, Shiloh.
Right.
Did you remember that?
Okay. Right.
Well, there's no chat room placing bets.
No.
On my time one. To answer. And I have no clue. I'm going to cross out Gettysburg. I'm going to say the last one.
The Battle of Perryville?
Sure, why not?
Oh, he got it. He doesn't even know.
What is your method of getting these things right?
There's method. So, it was fought in Bull County. The casualties were over 4,000 for the Union Army and over 3,000 for the Confederate Army. Confederate General Braxton Bragg's Army of Mississippi withdrew to Tennessee, and Kentucky became a Union stronghold for the rest of the war. During that time.
Look at that. See, you learn something new.
Yep. Even I do. And then I'm going to do one more for Kentucky history. The U.S. Army installation is located... Oh, sorry. This U.S. Army installation is located between Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
Hoptown.
And Clarksville, Tennessee. Is it really called Hoptown?
Yeah. People call it Hoptown around here.
Oh, okay. And it's the home to the 101st Airborne Division. It is named for the last Whig governor of Tennessee. What is its name? Fort Knox? Fort Campbell? Fort Ticonderoga? Or Fort Sumter?
These names are all familiar, but I don't know anything here.
You do great with guessing, so.
I don't think I'm going to this time.
So, again, there's Knox, Campbell, Ticonderoga, and Sumter. There you go.
I think the one you can't pronounce is Ticonderoga. Does that sound right?
Oh, there we go. Yeah, that sounds right.
I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess. I'll guess C.
Nah, it was Campbell.
Oh, see, we don't have a bad, a sad losing music.
Oh,
but I do. Oh. I can do this.
Oh. It sounds so harsh. It sounds so mean.
Yeah, it sounds so mean. We like when Fletcher goes,
because it does sympathy. Like, oh. What's the right answer? Because I didn't know this one either.
It was Campbell.
You should give him questions that at least I would know.
Well, you know Fort
here.
Campbell's down on the south side. Down there.
I'm horrible at geography. I don't know
it is true. But yeah, that is The trivia.
You did awesome. You did actually. Awesome. You got a Kentucky question right. So. Yep.
And I thought you weren't going to pick C because I couldn't pronounce it, because I would have been like, well, he can't pronounce it, so it must not be there in the state.
No.
That's kind of why I wanted that one.
You aren't from here, Jay, so you aren't supposed to know.
Well, you're going to tell everybody my business? No, I'm playing. You're not from here.
You aren't a real Kentuckian.
You don't know how to say Louisville the right way.
Yeah, you don't... You're like getting close. It's Louisville.
Why'd you say Louisville?
Louisville. You're like a little bit off.
How do you say Louisville, Daryl? when you look at the map and you see Louisville, Kentucky on the map.
How do you say
What do
it?
You say?
I don't know. No. Probably Louisville.
Yes, that's exactly how people who aren't from here say it. And we say it like you have a box of marbles in your mouth. Louisville. Louisville. So.
All right, let's go ahead and hop on into a little bit of tech.
Technology.
All right, so I don't have any tech. I know she wasn't bored. She didn't like.
That was a long time ago.
I had to tell you. Yeah.
And we need new intros now that we're a little bit more.
No, I need to actually go and I need to redo them because they were compressed wrongly, which we'll talk about a little bit later in the tech here in a minute. So Daryl, you are the expert. You are the, your love for 3D photography, man. I want to talk about that a little bit, man. Because I know now tell us about 3D photography for real. 3D photography, not this stuff that they do in the movies. I just want to kind of, you know, just want you to verbally vomit on the show here.
Okay.
About 3D photography and what's wrong with photography with 3D movies today.
Well, they're kind of the same thing. Well, okay, what makes something 3D? I mean, you're seeing 3D right now because you see a slightly different picture out of your right eye than your left eye.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain puts those two different pictures together and then you see in 3D. And so what a 3D camera does is it takes two pictures at the same time, one about 72 millimeters apart from the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives you those two things, and you put them in a viewer, put those two slides, usually it's slide film.
Uh-huh.
But they do have digital ones now. But when you view them in a viewer, you see each eye sees that different picture just like you do in real life, and then you see in 3D.
Okay. So with these movies that add the 3D after the fact, you know, after the fact and everything else, I mean, what are they doing, or what are they using to pull this debauchery off?
Well,
you're already calling it debauchery.
You're trying to get me started.
I am, man, because I know your passion for this, man, and you know, and then like I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? Until, you know, you and I talked about it a couple of times, and then I remember you walking around NerdTacular taking actual, you had a 3D camera that you took pictures with.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, well, I remember you posting some of the pictures, and I'm like, Daryl, how do I, you know, see these pictures, and what, you know, do I go to the movies and get a pair of those, you know, poop glasses just so I can look at these pictures? And then you was like, no, you need to go out. And I forgot how you told me to go make it. So that'll come up too. So I know your passion for it. And I want to, you know, I think it's tech worthy, and also give a little insight to our audience.
Okay. There are a whole bunch of rules to doing 3D right. When you mount them in a viewer, they have to be the right distance apart. Otherwise, the image will be in front of the screen and not behind it. And that screen is called the stereo window, and you want everything to be behind there. And if stuff pokes out, that's going to give you headaches and it's not going to look natural.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go into all the zillions of rules there are about making 3D, because then that gets boring.
Well, give us two rules.
Okay, well, there's this. The first one is that stereo window. Nothing should poke out from that.
Okay.
And the any object that's close to you that moves on or off the screen needs to stay behind there for sure. I mean, if something pokes out just a little bit, that's right. Kind of forgivable. But if something pokes out and then it moves off the screen, that is going to look totally weirdly, insanely weird and unnatural, and it's going to take you out of the movie.
Huh.
So I guess that's kind of too...
Oh, that's interesting, though.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I mean, that's really cool, and I think it's interesting. I mean, after you know, like I said, you showed your passion for it and everything, I found it more interesting and kind of understood why, you know, our initial, you know, we saw Avatar, which wasn't bad.
It's not bad, but it's not something that's worth, you know, extra $3 or $4 a ticket.
Right. I think that's more of what turned us off was,
yeah,
was the extra money that you had to pay.
Yeah.
And then also finding out about the poop glasses, kind of.
Yeah.
You know?
If you buy your own and you sanitize them, you don't have to worry about that at all.
Right.
Or
right.
If you steal the ones you have.
Well, you don't steal them. You paid for them. You just,
that's true. You did pay for them.
And then they try to pull your heartstrings by saying, hey, save the...
save the environment.
Environment and donate them back. All right. So I got a couple of things here I want you to listen to, Daryl, because this is going to bring back some memories for you. So, all right, let's see. Here we go.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your email compromised couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Oh, you remember those days, Daryl?
That is so depressing. That is so embarrassing.
I know Daryl probably had his headphones and was ready to just throw it out the window.
I can't believe those are so embarrassing.
Okay, so that was the first one. That was episode 4 from back in the day. And then we have this one.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your two mic couple. All right.
That didn't sound as bad.
That didn't sound as bad.
Yeah.
And then we have this one here.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
That's the good one.
Here we go. If my main ISP back up.
Oh, that's Scott.
Inside, but it, you know, she was.
It was pretty cool. I finished that yesterday, so they'll be picking that up tomorrow.
And that's episode 69.
Yeah. Right.
So the reason I'm bringing this up is because Daryl, you and countless others that have influenced us in the podcasting. I remember we were going to lunch. Renee and I were going to lunch. And I think I had asked a question about, you know, feedback for our podcast and everything else. And everybody was very supportive, and including yourself, you know? And when I say yourself, your support was one of the ones that stood out to us, because you came and you said, hey, man, it's hard for me to listen to your podcast because it sounds like you guys are sitting 4 feet away from the mic and you're yelling into the mic. And we were like, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's kind of what we're doing.
And he was like, that makes me want to scratch my eardrums out of my ears.
I love how honest he was, because most people aren't like that. I loved it.
Right. And I was like, okay, tell me more, you know, and you were, you know, told us, you know, how your setup was and some of the things that you used and you needed. And I think our first 16 episodes, were like that. And it was like going back and listening, like when we have people ask us about our podcast now, we say, you know, if you want, I'm going to warn you, if you're going to go back and listen, I'm warning you, don't listen to the stuff now.
Yeah, like start at 17 on.
Yeah,
you don't want to scratch your eardrums.
And even on the ones in 17, I was still learning my mixer. I was still learning, you know, the gain and everything else. And I just want to just say thank you, you know. for being honest and you know, and being supportive. And thank you for everybody else. I'm not saying that everyone else that was, you know, that, you know, encouraged us and it didn't bother them and stuff like that. It really meant a lot, because I think, and the other way you explained was like, it's like having a great TV show, but the quality of the picture isn't great. Are you really going to watch that? You know?
Yeah. And I wanted you guys to have total success. I wanted you guys to put out great stuff that everybody would come and listen to. And if it didn't sound as good as it can, then not as many people stick around.
Right. And for everyone that stuck with us through that, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
and,
it.
And even those that, you know, that didn't, I mean, still thank you and everything. But I mean, that was just awesome, man. I mean, it really was an eye opener for us. And it was, and that's the thing that I love about this community, because, the things you shared with me and countless other people that have shared with me, you know, like Jeppy and Aprilian and all those other folks that encouraged us, that said, you know, if you get that, those negative comments and stuff like that, you know, keep doing it. And if you're having fun, that's what matters, you know, and yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, if people are jerks to you, you just ignore those guys. Right. But if somebody's really trying to help, then they might be worth listening to.
Exactly. And when you said that, it seemed like, I think you were hesitant to say, if I remember correctly, you were hesitant to say, because you didn't know how I was going to take it, you know. And out of everything, you know, I enjoy, you know, feedback like that when it's, you know, doesn't come off, you know, like a dick, I guess is the best way to say it, which, you know, I wouldn't imagine you doing it that way. And I'm able to share that, experience and those tips from you and everyone else with another guy that's starting a podcast as well. That's actually, he listened to our show. He found our show by, you know, Googling black gamers in Louisville or something like that. and he, our show came up or something like that. And, you know, come to find out he actually lived in Louisville as well. And we exchanged on Skype and we talked on Skype, and he's about to start a podcast himself. And, you know, your Behringer mixer combo that you told me about, I don't have that, but, I always, you know, that's one of the things that I linked them, is that Behringer mic and mixer combo, and say, you know, this is good for you to have. This is what you need. You know, don't do like Renee and I did, you know, sitting around a snowball mic 4 feet away, you know.
There's a million ways to do it. It doesn't have to be that brand,
or right, right,
that kind of mixer, or even that kind of microphone. And I'm thinking about changing this microphone because it's too sensitive, but right. It's a good place to start.
Yeah, and I actually still use our snowball. I actually use it when I call into TMS because I'm too lazy to get my mic stand and plug everything in. If I want to call in, I just throw on my snowball, and, you know, I don't have it, you know, I don't have it 4 feet away, but, you know, just learning how to use, you know, the audio equipment. I mean, once you get going and everything, and, you know, it's real easy.
Just play and have fun.
That's right.
Definitely. Definitely. So, if you, and I know one of the tips from the Audacity podcast with, Daniel Lewis, he said, you know, record a bunch of shows, and then when you finally get the sound the way you want it, then put out your podcast. I was like,
yeah, we didn't do that at
all. I was like, yeah, we went like 4 months. Well, 16 episodes.
Yeah, but we didn't realize how good it could sound. Like,
right.
I heard Scott and you, and I was like, our sound could never be that good, but it was easier than I thought for
right.
it to sound.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't cost a lot of money.
It
either.
Doesn't. And also, I remember after you told us that, because I think you told us that around episode 12, because I was going through the episodes and I was listening today, and you said, when you said sitting 4 feet away and everything, I went and bought a new mic stand, and I pulled the mic closer to us so that we could actually sit closer to it and still talk. And you could even tell a difference in those last, you know, 3 to 4 episodes before episode 17, that, you know, we weren't yelling across the room into the mic. So even, you know, when you told us that, because we had it sitting up on the stand, we had it sitting up on books, and we had it extended out from our desk to where we can sit around it, you know, and really talk. And we had to make sure we didn't eat onions for dinner and everything else, you know.
Had to brush our teeth and right before the podcast was interesting.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so that's a little bit of tech and Daryl's love of 3D and audio. But hey, now, did you get started on podcasting via the Instance, or were you doing some more stuff before that?
Well, I've been talking into a microphone and making silly skits since I was probably about 7 or 8, and I'm old, so...
Oh, whatever.
Not old.
This was on a reel-to-reel tape recorder when I first started recording stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells you how long ago that was.
Well, Mr. Crocker has a reel-to-reel, and I know you're not old as he is.
Oh, there's no way you're old.
Yeah, exactly. So here's the question then. Was that reel-to-reel still being used, or was it something that was given to you for you to have fun with?
Well, my dad was a teacher, and he used to record his students reading to help them read better. And once in a while, he would bring it home from school. Mm-hmm. And so I would play with it and record my own stuff.
Okay. Okay. So it was more of a, and we know schools are behind on technology back then, too. So you're not that old, man. Not that old. I refuse to believe that. Because you still got it, man. And I don't know, when I get your age, I still have it, too. So
I got something. I don't know what it is.
Let's go ahead and hop into a little bit of media.
Media.
Oh, yeah. That one has to go, too.
And see, and that's why I said earlier that I need to go back and redo these bumpers, because these bumpers were with the compression that you didn't like. And it's funny because I can hear that compression. So I can hear a difference between when I compressed it with, I can't remember the two MP3 compressors, but yeah.
And the tech and the media one sounds so much alike that I don't like that anymore.
Yeah, they're both. Oh, okay.
Well, like the format of them.
Oh, well, you know, we had to get something in there. Renee, she's like, it's an overhaul. So you come with some great ideas, babe, of what you want the bumpers to do.
I got
to
come up with ideas now?
Sure, because everybody likes hearing your voice more than mine.
Whatever.
Except my burp and... the food one.
So this is all to gloss over the fact that we did not watch our movie this week. Shut up, Jeff. Wow was here. I'm sorry. It's the year of the panda. So, I'm not sure when our movie's gonna get watched. Our movie for this week was supposed to be Fight Night.
Yeah.
And it didn't get watched.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Fight Night, we'll watch you one day unless you get pulled from Netflix. Oh, Jeff.
What?
He's like not surprised that we didn't watch our movie. Like, what?
Well, so I'm hoping that will be rectified over the holidays. That's why I got the laptop ready. I got my mini display port.
We are determined to watch our movie this week.
Right.
And I hope it's not horrible.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have Netflix open?
I do have Netflix open.
Oh, God. Please don't be horrible. Please don't be horrible.
And I'm surprised, Daryl, you didn't beat Jeff with how we were getting the random movie of the week, the movies by chance, because the way we were, quote unquote, rolling to get the movies. And then he wrote in and told us that we were just doing it wrong. I don't mean to be a dick, but
you're always going to get the same.
You're always going to get between 80 and 90 every time.
Yeah, his nerd came out on that one. All right, so it is movie 100.
100 even?
100 even.
Waiting Forever. Oh my God.
Is it a rom-com?
It's a romantic movie.
I like romantic movies. This is awesome. It's perfect because it's our special.
Oh, that's right. This week is our anniversary.
It is.
Yep. So
what is it called again? So I can write it down.
Waiting for forever.
Waiting for forever.
A continually jobless wanderer decides to focus his energies on reconnecting with the girl he loved as a child, who is now a Hollywood actress. Can we say stalker?
It does kind of sound like a stalker. Oh, Jeff, it's going to be fun.
I hope
love it.
I hope that he uses Facebook
to stalk her.
To do this stalking. It was from 2011, awesome. So I have a feeling
that he may utilize
Twitter or Facebook. If he does that, then I will give this movie an extra star.
So you say extra like you're already thinking it won't already be 5 stars. Are you going to give it 6 stars?
I'll give it 6 stars if he utilizes Twitter or Facebook or Tumblr or MySpace. You know what? I would take a star off if he used MySpace.
Yes.
Half star off if he uses a fake social site.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yes. If he uses Facebook or if he uses Twitter.
Free advertisement for
them. I don't care. If he uses Twitter, Facebook, or Google. Here we go. Twitter, Facebook, or Google. Extra star. Okay. If he uses Fuggle.
Or Face Magazine.
Face Magazine or
Face Magazine.
My Closet. For the fake sites, you know, he's getting a half point. And if he uses MySpace, that's a whole point. That's a whole star.
You aren't the only person giving the stars here. We have to average our stars together.
That's fine, but I'm talking about me.
Okay, all right.
This may be the only movie you'll get.
All right, so Waiting for Forever. Hold on, though. We're coming for you.
Now, the Netflix account's in my name, so I'm the one that can click the button.
That's BS. So, the reason we didn't watch this movie, I know, Daryl, you don't play anymore, but you used to. So, you have a feeling what the passion for WoW feels like.
Yeah.
We played WoW this weekend, and we are in it to win it. We are full force deep into WoW like I haven't been since Wrath of the Lich King.
Yep, since Wrath of the Lich King.
Because I didn't get it in Cataclysm, but man, I got it in Pandaria. Yep. And we are trying to get up to raid in the Looking for Raid so we can get a regular raid team. And apparently the random loot system likes Jay better than it likes me.
Whatever. So we started off getting, you know, so the way they do WoW, the gear now, Daryl, well, at least on the, you know how they did the Valor, you know, you get Valor and then you buy it as you're gathering it. Well, they added that back. It's still there, but you have to have reputation with some factions in order to buy this Valor gear. So, and then also they have like 10, 11 dungeons, new dungeons that are at that level as well.
And they have about 30 dailies a day.
Right.
Probably more. It's crazy.
Yeah. So, it's nuts. So we've just been running dungeons, doing dailies and everything else.
I've been farming. You get to farm. Which
literally
is fun.
Farm.
It's like Farmville.
Yeah. So do you miss WoW any or what? I know now, aside from this, well, I guess I can't say aside from nostalgia. So do you miss WoW any? I'm curious.
Oh, I remember back how fun it was. But then, you know, I've gone back for like a month now and then.
Uh-huh.
Then I remember why I'm not there.
Yeah.
So
it just takes too. One of the things is it just takes too much time to get anything done, and I just don't have any time anymore.
Right.
It's a little better. The dungeons are fast. They have about 3 bosses, most of them, and you can get it done in 20 minutes.
Right.
So that helps, but you're right. It takes a long time to get, because you have to grind faction rep with all these different factions. So to get the stuff you really want, it takes time.
Well, in a way, that's why now with the dailies, you get Valor with the dailies now. So
you don't have to do dungeons.
So you don't have to do dungeons. Do you get it as fast as you do dungeons? So you get 40.
We cap out early,
You get 40 Valor per dungeon after the first one. So that's equal to 8 dailies. Cause you get 5 Valor per daily. So they kind of, I guess they're kind of looking out that way to give people other options to do it. But I totally understand, man. I mean, that's kind of why, you know, I dropped some of my other MMOs that I was playing.
Yeah. Oh, we've been through them all. We've been through them all.
Right.
And for some reason, I keep coming back to WoW. I still love it. And there's so much I still want to do. And, And I mean, I'd be cool if something did come along that I liked better. Right. I mean, I would probably abandon WoW if I found something that was more fun.
Right.
But yeah, for right now, I'm a WoW addict.
So Daryl, did you ever play Star Trek Online?
No, I never did, because it seemed like just all space battles.
Oh yeah, we have in the chat room today. We have a lifetime subscriber in the chat room.
Let's ask him if he has played in the last year or so.
And he goes by the name of Mr. Jeppy, and I remember when this came out and everything, and his response was ouch. But yeah, so. Yeah, and he wasn't the only one that got the lifetime subscription. I mean, there was Boovy.
Yes, Boovy got the lifetime
subscription. And I believe Aprilian got it as well.
Yeah.
You know, and exactly. So one of the things he said, he paid for it to be free. And nowadays, I kind of wait to see who all's going to pay for it. I know if Jeppy's going to pay for it, it'll go free to play.
So. Jeffy, well then WoW hasn't gone free to play, and he's paying for like three accounts.
No, but he didn't buy a lifetime subscription.
Yeah, that's true. If WoW did have lifetime, yeah. I would snatch it up in a heartbeat. If they said lifetime subscription $200.
But if I remember right,
snatch it up in a
lifetime
heartbeat.
Subscriptions, if I remember right, weren't $200.
But I would pay $200 for WoW. I would.
Would you pay $300?
No, because I'm broke. Well, technically, if I'm broke, I can't even pay $200. But I would hesitate at $300.
Really?
Because that's almost the cost of an iPad.
I don't know,
so
man.
That's tough for me.
Right, right.
Because I'm definitely gonna pay more than $300.
Right.
In the long run.
So have you watched any new TV lately, Daryl? Anything that kind of stuck out to you? That's new this season. What you're a big fan of in your limited time that you have?
Wow, I don't even. Oh well, let's see. Oh, I shouldn't even admit this.
Why not?
It's probably America's Next Top Model, right?
Yes. You're really close.
Oh, Project Runway.
Project Runway.
Yeah.
We love
that show.
You don't have to be. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
And Jeff, just stop typing. Don't even press enter.
Don't even press enter.
You might have a backspace, because you know what? We don't care. We don't care what you think.
So yeah, the old season, it just stopped, and then they started the All-Stars right after that. We were like, can we not get a little break in between?
And what's his name? The dude that looked like a monkey. What's his name?
Whenever you ask me things, I forget.
The dude.
The one who talks with the Hispanic new one, accent.
In the new one, the All-Stars.
Now I gotta look it up. I wanna see.
You watching the All-Stars, right, Daryl?
Yeah.
The one that always dressed the girls.
Constantine?
Slutty.
No. Oh, that was so close.
Oh,
okay. So keep talking.
But anyway, we love him because he makes some of the best faces. The camera gets some of the best faces for him, and Renee is looking them up because.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Designers, I'm almost there. I'm on it. Designers, Monkey Boy. Where's Monkey Boy? Casanova.
Yeah, Casanova.
Oh yeah.
He's funny.
I like Casanova because he
always
really
makes
funny.
Outfits that are slutty. So, and he even said he does.
Yeah. He's like, I like this outfit because they get to dress him up slutty. But yeah, so yeah, we've been watching that as well. So yeah, we actually removed Revolution from
Goodbye,
our DVR.
Goodbye, Revolution. It was like, it gave me the feeling that I was watching Terra Nova, and I knew that was not a good feeling. So,
yeah, I tried that. That didn't work out for me either.
We watched the first two, and we were like, okay, I don't like this.
Yeah, it was just bad, and
yeah.
And then
another one I really like is Face Off.
I haven't seen that.
Face Off.
It's the makeup effect.
Oh, show. I heard about this, and I heard it is amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of like Project Runway, but
yes,
it's
I did hear
with makeup.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. And they change these people like totally crazy different characters and everything. Huh. It's really,
wait a minute. Is that
I've
the one?
It,
so it's not just
it.
Makeup, but it's also like costume.
Yeah.
Like to make, yeah, okay, yeah, I did hear about this
maybe
one.
It's on, maybe it'll come on Netflix in the future.
Right, right. Episodes,
but. So, one thing I've done is I've actually made, I made a Klingon, I made more, well, more than one. I made a few Klingon heads and Spock ears and stuff like that.
Did.
The way they do it on that show.
You have so many talents.
I know, man. It's like I need to move up to the Northwest, man. It's just like, Northwest is where all the, you know, crafty people.
I know. Making crocheting
Jane hats and making punished props.
And making like wonderful food.
And Star Wars, I mean, Star Trek phasers.
See? It's all up there. So, yeah. So we have to, so we go on vacation and I freak out because both of our
DVRs are over 60%. Both,
yes, we have two. They're over 60%. So I start to freak out a little bit because I don't like to lose anything. I'm weird like this. Mm-hmm. I might make Jay have an all-nighter with some TV or something.
You heard it, folks. All-nighter tonight. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Bow, chicka, bow, bow. So yeah, that is our update for media. It was WoW and TV. That's pretty sad.
The fridge is not prepared.
All right, so hop on into a little food here. The only thing that I did or gross. We did gross or new gross. This week
gross
was I actually tried some roasted Brussels gross. Sprouts
and gross.
Which were amazing, regardless of what Renee says, because she has this thing where she can't eat Brussels sprouts because they look like little cabbages.
Now, look, I love cabbage. I love cabbage. But these little things look like little mini cabbages, and they freak me out. Like,
but she can eat baby carrots.
Yeah, because they don't like carrots. They're just like little carrot pieces.
Now, these aren't real babies. They're vegetables.
It looks so weird. But like if baby carrots actually look like a carrot, but yeah, I wouldn't you know, like those either.
You know what I'm gonna do?
Little
I'm
honey. Ew, English people are weird.
I am going don't say that. They're not weird.
You he knows I'm tried. Kidding. I'm kidding.
No, but I'm just saying you haven't tried Brussels sprouts with honey.
I haven't.
I haven't those. Either, so I don't know how they would taste. That would be interesting to have.
Okay. They taste wonderful, I do admit.
So I'm going to say I'm going to take some baby carrots, and I am going to trim them down. I'm going to try to fashion them. I'm going to try to fashion these carrots.
I don't like.
See, this is what I need to live in the Northwest, because I know I can do it up there. It's the power of craftiness. I can go up there, and I can trim these carrots down to make them look like baby carrots and give Renee a plate of them.
And I will not eat them.
Okay, what about baby corn? You eat little baby corn?
No, I don't. I hate baby corn.
Oh, okay.
I don't like baby vegetables that looks like they're older.
But like Daryl said, they're not baby carrots. Cabbages. They're Brussels sprouts.
But it looks like a baby cabbage. It looks exactly like a tiny head of cabbage.
Now.
Exactly.
Now, the Brussels sprouts, they grow on a stalk, right? Do they grow on the spot?
We're not growing Brussels sprouts in our garden.
That's fine, but I think I saw someone that had some Brussels sprouts.
No, we can grow them because
that were on the stalk.
And you like Brussels sprouts, Daryl?
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's what I saw because a friend of mine had like his big old stalk of Brussels sprouts, and he actually, did the whole stalk. I sent it to your chat.
Oh, thank you,
Renee.
So. I was wanting to know what Daryl thought about Brussels sprouts, but what do you think about them, Daryl?
I don't like them, and they almost make me gag and barf.
Now
but
that's
my 8-year-old son loves them.
See, and that's what I've heard, that some people, that makes them gag. And I don't know, I think it may be because the the explosion that happens in your mouth.
You should so soundbite that because that would be amazing. Yeah, but see, like I tried one, but I made Jay cut it into fourths because I would not eat a whole one. I like makes me want to gag.
They're very juicy, you know. And if you do put one straight in your mouth and just crush that on it, it will literally explode in your mouth. So I roasted some on Saturday. So I roasted them in. Olive oil, salt, pepper, red pepper flakes, and a bunch of other herbs. So that was great. And then yesterday, see you, Malinor. See you.
Bye, Mal. Thanks.
Thanks for hanging out. Sorry about that. and then yesterday, I had some steamed, and I tossed them in olive oil, lemon juice, garlic, salt and pepper, which, again, was good. So, I mean, I'm just trying different ways of eating them and stuff like that. I mean, they're good and everything. Just trying something different in the whole, you know, eating healthy and trying to lose a little weight, you know.
Speaking of
losing weight.
Oh, sorry.
So yeah, speaking of, since Renee doesn't like Brussels sprouts, we'll go ahead and jump into our weight loss update that Renee's gonna hit us with.
Yeah, I skipped over something we were gonna talk about.
Oh.
That was all my fault.
Oh, okay.
I didn't read the notes.
Oh, you didn't read the notes? go ahead and give a quick update of our weight loss since we're already there.
For those of y'all who want to hear how we slimmed down, this is week 20. Jay has lost 1 pound this week. Mm-hmm. New total, 55.8.
Yep.
Woo! And he had to get a new ring. He was making the bed, and he flung the sheets to straighten them, and his ring flew off.
So I have a new ring now that's down 2 sizes.
Mm-hmm.
So Renee doesn't have to yell at me anymore.
We had to search. No, Daryl, we searched for this ring for 10 minutes. I was ready to go to bed. I was tired. I was like, dude, you are getting a new ring. So we finally got one. Thanks,
right.
Jay.
Right.
And I am down 2.6 pounds for a total of 55.4. That's a total of 3.4 this week. Grand total.
Yay.
I know, 111.2 pounds for Team Valentine.
Yay. I wish I had an audience sound effect.
Yep.
I know. And our Frog Pants group on Lose It is doing awesome. We have lost a total of 1,279.9 pounds.
Yep.
And that's for 199 people. And then it's 8.89 pounds per person. So everybody's doing awesome. Very proud of everyone.
All right, so the topic that Renee skipped was that of another passion that Mr. Bear Butt, a.k.a. the Trek Nerd, a.k.a. Daryl, got me into, was his love. You and Buxley both helped me on this. Your love for popcorn and your... Yeah. And weren't you thinking about it one time doing a popcorn podcast?
No,
the podcast, that would have been awesome. Just saying,
that was just a joke,
but that would have been awesome, man. Podcast. No.
Me and Buxley were doing a podcast at one time, and it seemed like every week we would talk about popcorn,
right? Because which podcast was that? Because I remember listening. Which one was that? Was that Molten Radio?
Yeah, was that it? No, I don't think that was it. I don't even remember the name of it now.
Well, I remember listening, but I also remember Molten Radio as well.
Yeah, I think that was my own thing.
Okay.
Daryl, there is not a popcorn podcast, so you all could corner the market if you decide to do this.
If you do a
call it podcast. It's right there.
If you guys do a popcorn podcast, or if you find time to do it, man, I would love to be on that show as well. Not that I'm an expert. I can come on as the noob. You know, of the show, you know, gleaning all this great knowledge from you guys that I've passed on to people as well.
Right. And you could do it could be a 5-episode series on popcorn. It doesn't have to be ongoing.
Yeah, we can do
we're like trying to pressure Daryl into starting a new podcast with all of his bountiful amounts of time that he has.
But yeah, man. And I remember I remember last Christmas when I got the air popper, because I thought that's the one I was supposed to get. And saying, man, this popcorn sure is
chewy.
And I remember asking you on Twitter, Daryl, dude, what's going on? Why is my popcorn chewy? And I think I either told you which popcorn maker I had or I linked it to you or something like that. And you was like, that's because you got the wrong popcorn maker.
Crap.
I was like, bam. It's like, and he was like, go get your Whirly Pop. Were you the Whirly Pop or was it Buxley?
We probably both were.
Okay. He's like, go get your Whirly Pop. And then you start telling me about the calcified butter. and or chlorified or whatever it's called.
Clarified.
Calcified. Hey, is there, it'd be like hard.
Hold
like
on. Is there calcium in butter?
Yeah, of course.
Yes. Okay, then y'all leave me alone. If it's butter, it's calcified. I'm going to make this work, damn it. I love his show because I get to be the dumb one. I get to say all the wrong words.
No, you're not the dumb one.
I am, which is fine. I don't mind it because I know I don't say everything. But yeah.
Wait, no, on Scott's show, he's the dumb one.
Oh,
so you're in good company.
He can't say a thing on this.
Brian says everything because, like today, Scott said medical term. Brian, can you say it?
and Brian rattled it off.
And then I was like, man, that sounds like me. So, yeah, man, just, know you're a diehard fan of popcorn and your love of it. I passed on that knowledge to my boss's wife who also loves it. And, the only thing that I'm really doing is coconut oil and Flavor Co. At one point I was using, I think you had mentioned one time using bacon grease.
No, that wasn't me.
That wasn't you? Okay.
It's okay, but
it's a little salty.
Yeah, but I like Jay's popcorn. It's the best popcorn I've ever had. And I didn't think, popcorn was that different, but oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's like I don't even get popcorn at the movie theater anymore.
Nope, I'll just sneak some in from Jay.
Yeah.
If I ever eat popcorn.
So I have to, again, thank you on that. And, popcorn. For all you listeners out there that are looking for some great popcorn advice, look up Daryl. I'm just throwing everybody your way. And with that, do you want to add anything about popcorn or your love of it or anything?
It's one of the healthiest snacks you can have.
It is. It is. I think, the popcorn I make, the amount I eat like 100 some odd calories of it, and it's just, it's a great treat, when you want it and being able to, and I won't go back to microwave popcorn anymore. I don't know.
Yeah. The microwave popcorn is way too greasy and way too salty.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It is. All right. Well, cool. So we're going to pop on into a little bit of, we're just popping all over the place today.
Pop.
Go to a little
bit. Lock.
Odds and ends. Valentine's.
Odds and ends. Odds and ends.
Wow. That was a little loud.
Oh.
So, birthdays this week, I have my boss. His name is also Daryl.
Daryl and Daryl. That sounds like a
his birthday. I know Daryl and Daryl. His birthday is on Wednesday, which is the 21st of November. And then also our good friends, the Butts.
Kendra and Tony Butt. It is their anniversary today. And I just want to say happy anniversary. I've known Kendra since college. And she's amazing. She's funny. Her English husband, Jeppy, see? There's another Englishman in the show. Is it their 11th anniversary today?
Yep, it's their 11th anniversary.
So, happy anniversary to you all.
Yep. And then on Wednesday, as you may have heard earlier in the show, is Renee and I's third year anniversary.
We made it. I didn't kick him out.
I know.
It's awesome.
She hadn't left me yet. She's losing all his weight. She going to leave me. I got to help him lose more weight fast. But she's put up with me for 3+ years legally. 3 years.
Yes.
So our anniversary is this coming Wednesday. It's been awesome.
It has been. It's like being married to your best friend.
Yay.
It's awesome. Yay, yay.
Yep.
All right. And we have a big announcement that's already been announced, but we want to reiterate it. Jay, go.
Reggie and Dana. You may also know them as Meliana and
Peachy
Ray. They are expecting a new baby. Well, they're expecting their first child.
A new baby.
they are expecting. May is the due date.
I'm so excited. I love Reggie and Dana. So I am like pumped.
Yep.
That she's pregnant.
Yep.
And I cannot wait to see the baby because this baby is going to have the most awesome parents ever.
Yep.
They're great. So.
Yep.
I was happy to hear
that. That's what happens when you walk around in a bathrobe all the time.
That is true.
Things just happen.
Yep. All right. You know, do you have any major announcements? Any birthdays or?
Or a new baby on the way for you, maybe?
No, that's not even funny.
No. What?
Daryl, if you hang up right now, I understand. Cause that's not even funny.
Why is that not funny? Are people all happy when they get pregnant?
He's finally getting sleep, babe.
Oh, okay. That's true.
Don't do that to them. All right, so let's go bumping.
No. Sorry, what? I just interrupted. He didn't say if he had anything.
Oh, that's right. He didn't.
No. He's nothing new.
Oh, all right, well, then go on then.
All right.
Podcast of the week.
All right, Daryl, our guest is the co-host of the show This Week in Trek, which can be found at thisweekintrek.com. So, Daryl, can you tell our listeners? Now, we spotlighted you guys earlier when you guys first started this show. So, give everybody a recap of what This Week in Trek is about.
Well, of course, it's about Star Trek. We do whatever news we can find out there. We'll give it to you. We just talk about random things too, having to do with Star Trek, pop culture. Then we review an episode, and I've been trying to make this part of the episode smaller, but it just never seems to happen. We play about a gazillion clips.
Right.
Oh, awesome.
Whatever episode we're reviewing.
That is so awesome. So what is going to happen when you run out of ones to review? Are you gonna start all over again and watch them again so you have new insight?
I think there's how many episodes were there? Probably like 900 or something.
Yeah, I would say I think they have enough material.
Eventually they won't.
Okay, Brian Ibbett hasn't even hit. Wait a minute, has he hit 900?
Yeah,
I think he's over 1,000.
Yeah, he's over
1,000.
Is he?
Yeah, but Brian does like 3 a week. So
right, I don't know that. But
it's 50. Hold on, he math. Is. Renee does math. If there are 900 episodes and you do one a week, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's take 50 in case they're off. 18 years. They could totally do more than 18 years worth of Star Trek.
That is true. You could.
Boom.
Could. So
that's what I'm saying.
Coverville is at 915.
Oh, so okay. I thought it was over 1,000.
915. So they just hit 900 in September. So. Right.
Well, awesome. So go check that out if you have an inkling of liking for Star Trek.
All right. So let's see here. Oh. Hey, Daryl, how can people get a hold of you?
Turn it down a little bit.
I'm turning it down.
Turn it down a little bit more.
I'm trying. My hands are nervous.
Nope. Okay.
There we go.
That's good.
Daryl, how can the peoples, the listeners, get a hold of you on the internets?
Well, they can follow me at, who am I? Oh, The Tip Giver, my old thing. I guess I just stuck to that even though I'm doing other things.
That's not who you are on Twitter.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
You're the Trek Nerd.
You're the Trek Nerd.
Well, shoot. I'm behind myself.
I love that.
Oh, were you trying to fool everybody so that they wouldn't follow you?
Okay, what I meant to say is I'm the tip giver at gmail.com.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's my mail address.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I get it now.
No, I goofed. I was off on the Twitter thing.
Oh, okay.
But on Twitter, I am the Trek Nerd.
Okay.
Cool.
And you can also listen to those guys, him and Mike Starman. Let's do.
Mike Starman.
Excelsior. No, anyway, you can see them at thisweekintrek.com. How can people get a hold of us, babe?
Oh, if they want to get a hold of us, they can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. And if you want to see past show notes, you can see our blog at valentinecast.com. And also, if you want to follow us on Twitter and tweet how awesome Jay is, our feed is valentinecast.
You can also call us if you're not Blue Star of California. I mean, Blue Cross Blue Shield of California. They're still looking for that lady
for some odd reason. Keeps calling the number.
I really feel bad for this lady because I hope she's not really sick. But you can call us at 415-758-2278. That's 415-75-VCAST. Video can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. My Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That is T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-Y. Renee's Twitter feed is The Ice Flow. Daryl, thank you so much for being on the show with us, man.
Daryl is what Jay calls you.
Daryl. How do you say your name, Daryl?
Just like that, Daryl.
Daryl. He puts a little more A into it.
It works.
We're just straight D-U-R-L. Daryl.
Daryl. Daryl.
Gets the Kentucky treatment.
Oh, there we go.
Daryl.
Okay, there it is. Daryl. Daryl. Daryl.
Thank you so much for coming on our podcast. It was more fun than I even thought it was going to be.
And
I thought it was going to be amazing, and it was even more fun than that.
Oh, okay.
Butthole. That made me seem like I didn't think it was going to be great.
So this is when I get to talk proper in the part of the show, instead of talking like someone from North Carolina. And thank you all for listening to us.
You still sound like you're from North Carolina.
Oh, shut up.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Pretty Lights Music, for letting us use your music for our intro and outro. What you listen to now is If I Gave You My Love from Pretty Lights Music. You can find that guy at prettylightsmusic.com. So check him out. And we'll see you all next week. Thanks again, Daryl. And we'll see you all later.
Bye.
Bye. 'Cause
you should look at it as soon as possible.
Did you cut it off already?
No.
Okay.
But it explodes in your mouth.